Please go ahead. The call is now being recorded.
Thank you, Tim. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the outreach meeting on the 5th of December 2011. On the call today, we have Rafik Damak, Wolf Nerven, John Berard, William Drake, Roy Dykes. From staff, we have Julie Headland and myself, Natalie Peregrine. And we have an apology from Joy Lidicote. I would like to remind you all to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you very much, Natalie, and welcome, everyone. This is Julie Headland. I am assisting with this meeting. It is, as a reminder to everyone, it's a follow-up meeting to the last GNSO Council meeting where there was a motion being considered to approve the Outreach Task Force Charter. That motion did not pass, but a group of counselors agreed to get together to discuss how we might possibly move forward, say, with an alternate motion or other related activities. I know that there were some suggestions discussed in the chat during the GNSO Council meeting on the 17th of November about possibly amending the motion that was put forward at that time. And what I've done for ease of this discussion and a starting off point is I've put the motion that was presented at the GNSO Council meeting into the Adobe chat room. I also have available the Outreach Task Force draft charter if we want to look at that. And I can, of course, craft any revisions to a motion and post that in the chat room as we discuss them. Perhaps I might lean on you a little bit, John. I know that you had suggested perhaps some possible changes to a motion, and I'm wondering if you have anything that you would like to suggest.
Sure, I'll just restate my my concern as expressed at the time, which is looking at the motion. So I can find it here. In looking at the draft charter that the motion addressed, my concern was that objective three of the objectives and goals seemed to me to be something that needed, that ought to be done before anything else. We can discuss whether or not the reach of the outreach group is overly broad. I think there are some things that as well. We can discuss whether or not it seeks to or causes to centralize outreach activities in ways that undercut the individual constituencies. But at bottom, my concern is that it's difficult to vote for an activity without knowing what the underlying information is about that activity. So objective three indicates that there would be a survey of existing GNSO outreach activities to identify populations engaged in the domain name system, individuals and organizations involved, industries and organizations. It seems to me to be data collection that ought to be the first step. And so certainly I think that's where I would begin. And that was my my concern. I also felt that the charter and then the motion that we were considering would have done more than needed to or ought to centralize what I think is better done as a distributed function. Those are my concerns.
Thank you very much, John. And I know also that I think Wolf Ulrich, you mentioned some concerns as well. Did you want to raise them here also?
Yes. Thank you, Julie. It's Wolf Ulrich speaking. I wonder whether you received just my comments some 10 minutes ago. So I was sending something to the list, and but I did not have I did not see whether it went through or not. It was a kind of amendment of the motion. Did you receive that?
This is Julie. Yep. No, I'm sorry, Wolf Ulrich. I have not seen that come through
okay,
yet.
So I'm going to assign
it.
Just 10 minutes ago.
I have it.
Well. The computer. So that's one thing. But the concerns from my side and from our constituency have been with two aspects. The one was the relation between the OTF, let me say, OTF activities and the outreach activities of the constituencies and stakeholder groups and how to bring that together, not to interfere too much. So that was one thing. And the other thing then was with regard to the organization of the whole structure of the OTF. So it seemed to me that that was really organized in a way, or should be organized in a way, which could be a very, very large group. And I was wondering whether the effect of that group could be that which is expected. So from the council's point of view. So I put these both points together in an amendment of the motion, and if you like to look at this, so I will resend it. I can also read that, and I want then would like to ask for discussion of these both amendments. So these were my both points.
Thank you very much, Paul Forward. I still.
Sorry, traffic. Is it possible to put this amendment in the motion and the Adobe Connect?
I would like to do that, but unfortunately, I have not received them yet, and I don't know why that is. The only thing I can think is to try to.
Okay, I will put it again in an email.
I've just tried to quit my email function, and I'm just going to try to reopen it. Sometimes that is enough to get the latest mail to come through. I don't know why it's slow in getting to me. Very odd.
Did others receive that?
Others did, I think, Wolf Ulrich. Is that right? Did some of the others get it?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
I will turn it to you again, Julie.
Yeah, if you don't mind, and I'm very sorry. I don't know why not coming through for me. I just restarted my email, and it still has not made its way to me, so I apologize for that. I think that certainly would be a good place to start. While I'm waiting to get Wolf Ulrich's amended motion, did others have anything that they would like to comment on?
Yes, this is Bill. Various comments. First of all, can you hear me?
Yes, very well. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm really puzzled about where we are and how all this is working. to put it mildly, this is all pretty unorthodox. I'm not used to situations where there's a motion that has been delayed several times to the point that people have gone off the council and it's unclear whether we're still talking about their motion or we were supposed to have the motion sort of re-sponsored by somebody else, in which case I offered to do it, and what the terms of doing that are, and frankly, why we're having a staff-run meeting, no offense, but I didn't understand that either. And I thought that CSG was going to come back to us, was going to caucus and come back to us in advance of this meeting with some sort of text which we could circulate to NCSG. And what I'm hearing instead is that Wolf is expressing one set of concerns and John's expressing another set of concerns. And I don't know how we're supposed to do this in time for the deadline before we have to revise any motion or whatever for the next meeting. So I'm really kind of just puzzled about all the procedural aspects of this. But I will say on the substance, just looking over what has been shared so far, I don't really understand, Wolf Ulrich, what execution of the implementation plan would mean. Should be done by stakeholders and constituency groups, but I know that the charter, the way it's written, by virtue of a long negotiation that involves CSG members, anticipates a collective multi-stakeholder process for coordinating these activities that doesn't preclude, as we talked about before, stakeholder groups or constituencies from raising funds or doing outreach. It's simply a matter of coordination. So I'm not. If you could clarify for me exactly what execution would mean, that would help me understand the text of your thing. As for John's concern, I don't. We're still at the same disagreement on that. I just don't see this as a Stalinist over-centralization of anything. I see it as something that all stakeholder groups worked on for a year plus to come up with a model that was very much participatory and open. And so that's that. But so in any event, we're not going to be able to do anything today because NCSG had no idea what was happening. We will have to go back and talk with our people. Julie, can you remind me what the deadline is for submission of revised motions? Is that for the next council meeting?
Thank you. This is Julie, and thanks for your comments, Bill. The deadline for motions to be submitted for the council meeting on the 15th of December is this Wednesday, the 7th. Will be the 7th. And I see that Wolf Ulrich has his hand raised. Perhaps I'll pass it on to you if you are done with your comments, Bill.
Yes. Thank you, Julie.
I am done.
Bill, thank you. Bill, I understand your questions and your concerns with regard to the process. Never mind. We were discussing within our constituency and stakeholder group about that, but it was just okay. There's no execution about it. That I didn't deliver and provide in advance something more. I was. Okay, it's my job to do so, but I didn't that. So just leave it as it is. So, but we discussed it. And the point with regards to execution just only means the following. If you look to the charter, or if I understand the charter correctly, there's something which the OTF should deliver. So this is included in the charter, the deliverables. So, and some part of the deliverables, I think it's described as an executable, or maybe another word is used for an executable implementation plan and strategy. That's what it is about. So this is what this is about. The question for me is who should execute that? Who should really then the body? Who is the one? It's not only my question. It's a discussion within the constituency. Who is the one who should do that? And this is a clear statement that was done also during the last meetings, that it is seen from the commercial stakeholder group side more on the side of the constituencies and the stakeholder groups rather than to the OTF, who should be the body who do that. That's my statement and the statement in the amendment. Thank you.
Thank you, Wolf Ulrich. And I note that Rafik has raised his hand. And perhaps we'll go to Rafik and then, then also I want to give Bill a chance to respond to what Wolf Ulrich has said.
Thank you, Judy. I have to say, I'm really puzzled by the amendment suggested by Wolf, because it's making this OTF empty and having nothing to do if the execution should be delivered task to the constituency and stakeholder groups. The idea behind the OTF is to coordinate that outreach task, to share best practice and to work together to bring more people, but to how to do outsource that just to constituency stakeholder groups. It looks like for me status quo, and it's mostly that logic of silo. So each constituency will try to bring somehow some new members. I don't agree with this amendment, and I don't see that's the good way to work and to collaborate. Maybe for the size of the ATF, I think that we discussed it about that before. It's something maybe can be discussed again to how to find the best size to make this more efficient. But for the first amendment, I'm not really. I don't see that it's really that as good. I don't agree so much with that.
Thank you, Rafiq. Bill, did you want to respond to what Wolf Ulrich has said as far as your question with respect to the execution? That's the phrasing in the modified.
Yes. So I'm trying to understand what execution means, Wolf Ulrich. I'm looking at the draft charter, which, again, CSG participated in putting together. And it says that the OTF will conduct a survey of existing GNSS outreach activities. Now, let's start there. Is that to be done by the OTF, in your view, or is that to be done by the stakeholder and constituency? Conduct the survey.
May I respond?
Please go ahead, Wolf.
Yeah, I want to go through I want to understand what you're saying. So we've got several defined activities. I want to know which ones you're saying should not be done by the OTF.
You know, I'm referring to the mission at first. So that is, the mission is very clearly saying the mission of the OTF is to develop strategies and an implementation plan to attract new participants, blah, blah, blah. And then the OTF should recommend activities and develop content that could be used by different GNSO stakeholders to promote and blah, blah, blah. So that's it. So, Rafiq, so that's my understanding as well. So that recommendation should come from the OTF, which could be used by the different parts of the GNSO. To execute them. So that's my understanding in this respect. That's why I was making that very clearly in my statement that is the understanding of it.
Can I just please, do you not want the OTF to conduct a survey? Yes or no? OTF should or should not?
Yes, survey. I'm okay with that.
Okay, then OTF should consult with stakeholders, that's objective 4, and conduct an analysis of effectiveness, objective 5. Should they do that analysis or no?
Moment. Print moment. So, sorry, objective.
Objective 5. Should the OTF conduct the analysis and develop recommendations, or are you saying the stakeholder group or constituency should?
No, that's okay. That's okay. Analysis and then, let me say, research, survey, all these things. This is okay. Well, to have something available, you know, which then could be metrics or could measures could be drawn from. That is okay.
Okay. So my only suggestion to you, Wolf Ulrich, if you guys could maybe caucus and specify exactly which activities you think the OTF should undertake and exactly which activities you think the stakeholder group and constituency should undertake, then we would have something we could take back to our people and say, this is what they're suggesting. But right now, I mean, we're both looking at the same charter, and you're talking about executing in a kind of like broader kind of way, but it's not, I think we need to be precise. So we didn't get any input, so we need something to go on, otherwise we can't consider anything, obviously. Okay? So if you give us something, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, you know, maybe there's a misunderstanding. So, you know, but when I say, though, that the execution of the GNSO Global Strategy and Implementation Plan is a task for the constituencies and stakeholder groups, I was of the opinion, you know, that deliverables or the provision of that, the global strategy for the global outreach strategy and implementation plan or for outreach, that's up to the OTF itself. But just you understand what I mean. There's one thing to
yeah, yeah, yes, I do, but I'm just saying it would help if you could precisely specify what activities you view as being execution. Okay. So that we're, because otherwise we're not going to be able to figure out how to respond to it.
Okay, but
so just, you know, because here this whole conversation is happening because you guys are saying that the way the OTF charter is written creates a division of labor that allocates certain activities in places you don't want to be it to be, and so we just need to have something that specifies exactly where you do want which things to be so that we know precisely what's being proposed and can respond to it.
Okay. So, but let me think about that. So that means along the objectives you have set. So that's what I could do. Get caught that and come back with that and tell you what is our opinion, what could be done, what shouldn't be done.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. The deadline is Wednesday, and it's Monday evening in Europe, and we're not going to have a lot of time to turn this around in terms of...
Yes.
And I presume the contracted people want to see something too, so we have to move quickly.
Thank
yes.
you, Bill. Thank you, Wolf Ulrich. I did want to turn back to John Berard. John, the language that Wolf Ulrich has put forward, or revised language that would that he perhaps could send, does that or would that address issues that you've raised, do you think? I know that's asking a bit much since you haven't seen what the revisions would be.
I've looked at Wolf's suggested amendment. Its heart is in the right place. I think Bill is right that he and I should talk and offer a recommendation that everybody else can look at and hope that we get it done by the end of the day Wednesday.
Thank you very much, John.
Mm-hmm.
And Rafiq, I know you had raised some concerns as well. I assume you'd be, you know, along with Bill, willing to take a look at some revised language to consider. But before that, let me note that Wolf Ulrich has raised his hand, so let me defer to Wolf.
Yeah, thank you, Julie. Just to make it complete, so I had a second point. It was the size of the OTF itself. That seemed to me not consistent. The text in the charter, you know, the text is talking about 45 members, and then in another part is the size is not limited, you know, and the 45 is there's a reason given. Because of the number of constituencies and plus two persons from each region, but if I count that from my understanding, it's roughly around 20, between 20 and 25. So I would like, you know, to be a little bit consistent with regard to that, and I think it could be more effective if I look at groups, you know, having 40 and more members. I'm a little bit. I have doubts, you know, about the effectiveness of that. So that's the reason why I put 25 in. Yeah.
Thank you.
The other thing is with regards to the to the list or the activities of the OTF. I would suggest, yes, I get very soon in contact, especially with John and John Brower, well, to have close contact to the other constituencies, and we will come up with points.
Thank you very much, Wolf Ulrich. And Rafiq, did you have anything that you wanted to say relating to what Bill and Wolf Ulrich have said?
As I said, about the size is not a big issue for me. We can discuss about that, and I can understand Wolf's concern and how to make this efficient, so it's no really problem on that side.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, it's okay.
And I do want to see if there are any comments from Roy Dykes. Roy was on the OTF charter drafting team, and he's been quietly listening here, but I wanted to see, Roy, if you had anything that you wanted to add.
I don't have anything specific, Julie. I'm just really more observing what the comments were. So, you know, I'm happy to entertain any and all of the recommendations for changes. I do think, and I may have raised this when we were drafting, I can't remember. I do agree with the comment relative to the size of the task force. 45, I think, seems a bit large for effectiveness, but I don't necessarily know where it should be capped either, but just 45 seems like a pretty large number.
Right. Thank you for that, Roy. And I do also recall that we went back and forth on how to do to come up with a number, and we did try to give some thought to how the task force would be built, you know, which is why we've talked about having the representatives from the constituencies and then representatives from the various regions without setting a limit. But I think that we did agree in the drafting team that it certainly could be a smaller group and that a smaller group could be a little less unwieldy, and I think we tried to, in the various iterations, you know, suggest that that it could be a small group of just the representatives from the constituency and stakeholder groups, and it could very well be, I think as Wolf Ulrich notes, that there are some inconsistencies that have crept in the number of iterations that we made that could easily be made consistent, you know, and centered around perhaps a smaller sized group. So thank you for those comments, and thank you, Roy.
Sure.
And I would like to speak to briefly Bill's initial comments about the procedure. I should say that in my various experience with the council and with working groups, I agree that this is unusual, perhaps unprecedented, to have a motion that was carried forward, but then had to be basically resubmitted by others because the initial those who initially made the motion were off the council. So we had some irregularities there that I think the GNSO council operating procedures did not envision. And I think now we're quite possibly also in an area that doesn't really have any procedures attached to it. And as for this being a staff meeting, I'm simply here to facilitate the discussion. I don't have any particular goals in mind other than whatever your goals are with respect to the motion or the charter or whatever you would like to achieve with this issue. So I'm just here as a facilitator. But I don't think that we have a particular procedure that we can point to as far as how to deal with this situation. So in a way, I think we're just doing the best we can to figure out how to approach it.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, Then what I heard was that Wolf Ulrich is going to coordinate with John to come up with some more specific language and giving some more, a little bit more detail on the amended motion and particularly the aspect of execution, that is, what aspects of the charter would be would be handled by the OTF and what might be handled by or executed by the constituencies and stakeholder groups. And as we do have a Wednesday deadline, as you know, Wolf Ulrich and John, as soon as you can get some language to this list for all of us to consider, that will be most helpful.
Yes, thank you. Julie, if I may just add, so I looked again at the to my amendment, and maybe that was also a misunderstanding, because in short term, I'm not talking about the GNSO global strategy and implementation plan, rather than the strategy and implementation plan, which is talked about within the charter here. You know, that may be the big misunderstanding. So.
No, that's not the misunderstanding. Don't worry, Wolf. That's not it.
But now it's understood, Bill, what I mean, yeah?
It's understood that you are referring to the charter. It's not understood what is entailed by the term you're using. So that's why we need it to be specified.
Okay, good. I will pick up that and come back with that, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Wolf Ulrich, and thank you, Bill, for that clarification as well. Does anybody have any more, any other comments?
Julie,
please go ahead.
This is Bill again. Just on the procedural point. No, I was just puzzled about how we're doing this because I'm just not used to things working this way. And and I don't really even understand at this point what the status of this thing is. I mean, my recollection, I'm in the middle of 800 other things today, but my recollection is that on the last council call, there was a discussion about whether the motion could be had to be kind of reassigned to somebody else, and whether how amendments would be done. And I don't think we reached any clarity on that. I mean, I'm not sure at this point whose motion this is, or what the terms of engagement are on its revision. I offered to be a sponsor, and somebody else offered to be a second, but it's not clear to me that that's actually the current situation, and I don't really know where we are. So do you have any better understanding of that than I do?
It's Wolf Ulrich speaking, so I have the following understanding, so, Bill. So, really, what we need is for any motion, whether it's the existing one or it's so-called amended or a different one, we need sponsors for that. So that's clear. So that means, for me, that's my understanding that for example, you come up and say, okay, this is a motion, as it is, and so you put it on the table again, so that's it, and there will be a seconder as well. And if there's something different, this motion could be amended then, and you have to, as usual, or there will be a second motion, a different one, so with a sponsor. So, and we have experience on council how to deal with that. So that's my understanding. But we need, for any kind of motion in this respect, we need sponsors.
Well, I thanks, Wolf. I did say I would sponsor it, and somebody did say they would second it, but yet that doesn't seem to be reflected in anything as far as I can tell so far. I don't know just why that is. I'd have to go back and look again at the minutes from the last call and see if...
So what we could do, you know, we will have a preparatory call for the chair and the vice chair for the next meeting. So there's a draft agenda already on the table, which includes the OTF. So I would suggest to my colleagues on the the chairs and vice chairs that we take this motion and put you as the sponsor of the motion into that. So, and the seconder have to be found. You know, I don't know the name who was the one, but that would be my suggestion.
It's fine. I don't care who does it. I just don't understand what the status is. I thought Rafiq offered to second it, but I can't remember. I don't have the minutes in front of me.
Well, so this is Julie. I think we're talking perhaps about two things here. We did get new sponsors for the motion that was put forward on the meeting on the 17th, and I think that was you, Bill, and I think it was perhaps Rafiq who was seconded, but I'd have to check the notes. But that
it's Joy. Sorry.
Joy, yes, that's correct. So, but that motion was not passed. So I think what we're seeking now is a new motion relating, and Wolf Ulrich can correct me if I'm wrong, a new motion that needs to be put forth by the 7th. It needs someone, to put it forth and someone to second it at least to put it forth on the 7th. The second doesn't have to happen on the 7th, but the motion has to be made by someone, and that could be you, Bill. It could be Wolf Ulrich, but I think what we're really looking at is a revised motion. Is that your understanding, Wolf Ulrich?
Yes. So I forgot that we had already this motion on the table and voted on that. That's correct, Julie. So we have to come up with a new motion. And that's what the task of this or the target of this group was. So that means we have to find something up until tomorrow or on Wednesday. And Wednesday is deadline, yes. So my suggestion would be, so after a discussion within the constituency and the stakeholder group on our side, so I will leave you a message whether we will come up with a motion, like in this direction as I put it on the table. So that could be one way.
Go ahead.
Sorry, this is Bill.
Yep, go ahead.
You're right. I mean, I'm looking at the minutes now. Okay, so yes, we had the 10 abstentions. I forgot that whole show. So the motion failed. And so now if we're going to do a new motion, the question is, are we doing a motion that fundamentally alters the because I would be perfectly happy right now to say that I would sponsor the same motion again in the hope that now people have had time to talk about it and we could consider it and then we could amend it. But if instead we're going to do it another way, then it's not clear to me. I mean, if CSG is going to do the motion, and it's going to read substantially different from the motion that we defeated the other day, then we're going to probably end up with a very different voting alignment on the whole thing. And this could all, and also I suppose we could have another delay too, right? We could probably defer this a couple of times, and we could be talking about this in the new year.
Yes.
I have a feeling this is going to be another one of those shows that goes on for a while. But I would have been very happy that's why I was waiting for Lang. I thought that the idea was that an amendment to the existing motion was being sent in advance of this meeting. So that's why I was kind of confused about. So we're starting over.
That's right. I'm sorry for the confusion, Bill, and I should have been more clear. Yes, my assumption, and I should have clarified it, was that because that motion was not passed, that motion, as far as I know, cannot be brought forward again in its, in the state that it was.
Current form.
didn't pass. So now we really are talking about a brand new motion. It may have a lot of the language from the previous motion. Some of that might make sense, but it is of itself something new. And I see that Wolf Ulrich has his hand up. Please go ahead, Wolf.
Yeah, thank you, Julie. That's correct. So, and so, Bill, I, frankly speaking, so I don't know what will happen and what will be the outcome of the CSG discussion we will have over the next day and 2 days. So I cannot promise that a motion like this, which I put on the table, let me say, it's a motion. It's not an amendment. It may be a motion like this. Will come through, you know, from the CSG side, or maybe that the opinion is okay. Why should we come up with a different motion? The other failed, and that's enough. So let me just go that way. So I don't think so that this is the way, but it may happen as well. So you should be prepared. That's my advice. Well, to come up with your own motion, let me say, in this respect, but which should be also different from the original one.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yes. I could change the number of participants, I suppose. But what I'm concerned about is simply the process point, because if you're doing the motion, and that's fine with me, I don't know where we're going to vote on it that time, because by the time you come back with a whole new motion that you've vetted through the CSG, there's not going to be time for NCSG or the registry's registrars to have really talked it through anyway. I don't think. Or to come up with an alternative. That's what my guess is. But we can see. We'll see. So if you're starting fresh, then it's in. I'm happy to just put it in your hands, Wolf. Go ahead and come up with something by Wednesday, and we'll see if we're in a position to vote on it. But my guess is we may just ask for it to be deferred.
Yes. Okay. Let's wait and see.
Yep.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Wolf Ulrich. So we'll look forward to seeing something from you, Wolf Ulrich, in your coordination with John Berard and others. And if you could send that to this list, that will be most helpful. And we will then, as our goal, try to have something then to submit on Wednesday by close of business Wednesday and have it posted for consideration for the next council meeting.
Sounds good.
Is there anything anyone else would like to add?
Thank you, Julie.
I want to thank all of you for this meeting and for your flexibility in being able to join. And I'll continue to work with you and assist in any way I can.
Okay. Great.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you, everyone. And if there is no other business, then I suggest that this meeting is adjourned.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Everyone.
Bye all.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
Tim, can we now stop the recording? Thank you very much.